There's Mark. Uh-oh, he's back in the office. Can you hear okay, Mark?
Ken, say something.
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good.
Great. Well, I think
Sorry, I'm
everyone is.
late.
No, no problem at all. I think everyone's present. So we'll call the meeting to order. So this is the State Records Committee, Thursday, May 13th. And I just need to read a letter about COVID, probably for the last time, I hope. So it says the COVID-19 pandemic continues and holding in-person meetings pose a substantial risk to the health and safety of participants and the public. Therefore, pursuant to Utah Code Section 5242074, as chair of the State Records Committee, I've determined that the State Records Committee will be held electronically and telephonically without an anchor location. The public may monitor the meeting, and those who wish to provide third-party comments to hearings may submit a request by contacting the Executive Secretary at srcsecretary@utah.gov. And I have signed that letter, and it's dated May 13th, 2021. So our first item of business is a continuance report for hearing 2020-105, and that is Thatcher versus UDOT. And I see Mr. Burns online.
Yes,
Is
I'm
Mr.
here.
Thatcher here?
It's
No.
Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton. Hi, Blake.
How
Welcome.
are you?
So I guess we're looking for a report. This has been continued a couple times, so
I'd be happy to
please
start.
proceed, Mark.
Thanks for putting us at the front of the agenda. I'll be brief. We had major productions on April 28th and also yesterday, late yesterday. We expect to, well, we hope to complete the responses by the 19th, next Wednesday. Appreciate Rosemary making herself available. So far, we haven't had to use her, but as we get to kind of final stages, and there will be some records that are classified protected, we can work through denials or partial denials. But I feel like we've made good progress since last time we reported the committee, and things are moving forward.
Thank you. Blake?
Yeah, we did receive we received approximately 6,000 files at this point in time, and so we're still going through those as we've gone through the first batch that we received in April. It does appear to be a lot of duplication, and we obviously haven't seen everything that we're supposed to see at this point in time, but we still have a few more production, or we have another production that's coming, and we just received one late last night and haven't been able to go through that at all. So I think if we put this on the agenda for next month, hopefully we can be at a point where we can give a more comprehensive and see where we're at, I think.
Wonderful. Any comments from the committee or questions? So what I was hearing was from the respondent was that a continuance would be in order, I guess, and would there would be a what we hope is the final report on this matter. Is there someone who would like to make that motion?
I'd make a motion to continue this hearing until our next meeting in June. What's the date on that?
It would be
Sorry, that's June 10th.
June 10th. Yeah.
To continue this until June 10th.
We have a motion from Nancy. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And a second from Mark. So the motion is to continue this hearing until June 10th. All those in favor say aye.
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 And the voting is unanimous. So thank you, Mr. Burns and Mr. Hamilton. We appreciate your report.
Thank you very
Thank you
much.
very much.
May I be excused?
Yeah,
Yes.
me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the next item on the agenda is Carl Fisher from Save Our Canyons versus UDOT, and that is hearing 2021-08, and it is also a continuance. Are the parties present? I see
Yeah, we have Mr. Palmer for UDOT and Carl Fisher as the petitioner.
Okay, they're both here.
Okay.
So this is requesting access to records related to SR 210. And this is a continuance. So do we want to move into a closed session?
Can we do, but can I ask some questions of the governmental entity? So I clear, I mean, I know it was in the material. I just want to make sure I have it straight in my mind.
Please.
Okay, so so we were provided a inventory. And what I understand is that the ones with the that with the Bates pages were pages with redactions. And so the gaps that are in there are those that were public records that had been provided. Is that correct?
Sorry, are you asking me or
the governmental entity, Mr.
Bond? I'm sorry. What we tried to do, what we tried to do with the documents that we provided was match the inventory of redacted pages that Mr. Fisher provided to us that included a listing of the redacted pages that they wanted to see. And so I provided you with groups of documents that included those pages. And among those groups of documents, when I was going through them, to recheck them before providing them to the committee, I discovered a number of documents that had been redacted in error. And those are listed in your Excel inventory in red.
Right, and so those had been provided since.
Yes, I believe I provided them Monday or Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
So, Mr. Fisher, have you had a chance to go through those documents that were provided earlier in the week?
I have not, no.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? So hearing none, I guess the appropriate thing to do is to go into closed session.
I so move.
So we have a motion by Tricia to go into closed session.
I'll second that.
And a second from Nancy. So for everyone's information, the committee will be removed to a closed session room. So you can just stay online where you're at.
As soon as you vote.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Now remove us, Ms. Secretary.
Okay.
Thank you.